Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tonight. It's good to be in God's house. Good to see all of you here tonight. Good to see Donna here tonight. God bless you. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12 and 13. I ministered on this Sunday night. I feel to minister on it some more here tonight. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Praise God. We talked about faith on Sunday night. Tonight I want to talk about hope. Everybody said hope. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. If you'll turn there with me tonight, I want to read that. And I want to show us what kind of hope we have. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Say amen when you get there. All right. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know who that is, don't we? The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Only one God, that was the Holy Ghost. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God, just a title of God. God was the Father of Jesus Christ. That's, well, praise the Lord. I might just get to preach in oneness here tonight. That's why he was called the Son of Man and the Son of God at the same time. Because Mary was human. God was not human. Amen. So he was the Son of God and he was the Son of Man. He could heal the sick. He could raise the dead. He could stop the seas and the winds and the waves. And he could also go to the cross and die. Well, praise the Lord. He could do everything that God can do, and he did everything. He could do everything that man could do for you and I. Well, praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. I want to talk about hope tonight. Are y'all going to help me? Amen. If you'll help me, we won't take long, but I just feel this so strongly in my heart. I have for some time. Feel like the Lord just gave this to me. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for your presence. Anoint your word. Let it find its mark in our hearts. Let it get down to the joints and in the bone and the marrow. Let it discern the thoughts and intents of our heart. We give you thanks tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. When we look at the subject of hope, the word hope here that we find in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, it means to anticipate, usually with pleasure. Amen. To anticipate means to look forward to something or to believe that something is coming and to look forward to it with excitement and with pleasure. Amen. It means expectation or confidence, faith and hope. They go very, very close together. They're not exactly the same. Each one has a little different function. But of the three things that abide, the Bible says he now abideth, faith, hope, and charity, these three. Praise God. If there's anything that we need in our life today or at any point in the history of man, that is something that we can hold on to that will abide. Amen. Not something that's going to fall away tomorrow, something that's going to fade away in a year or two, but something that will abide. Amen. And we talked about faith on Sunday night and how we must maintain our faith. Amen. And how we can lose it if we're not careful, because it is something that we must maintain, as I've said. We need to oil that shield of faith and keep it soft and pliable so that when the fiery darts of the enemy come, they will not be able to harm us. Praise God. And faith gives way to another attitude or another attribute, and that would be hope. And as I've said already, hope is very close to faith. Hope is expectation. Without faith, we cannot expect to receive anything from the Lord. And through faith, we develop expectation. I believe God tonight. Does anybody else believe God? I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to believe any other report, but I want to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Through faith, we develop that expectation. Amen. And if I could just use this as an example tonight, we're all expecting the Lord to come, and we feel like He's going to be coming very soon. That is what we call expectation. Amen. There are some days when you're going through the day, it's like, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. I hope today is the day that you come. And the day will come when He will come. Amen. And He will not tarry. Praise God. And so we're expecting the Lord to come. But there are some who have given up and haven't decided that the rapture will take place. And they feel like, they still believe the rapture will take place, but they don't think that He's going to come right now. Amen. It's going to be delayed for a while. And so the expectation and the expectation with pleasure is not there. Amen. In fact, Jesus spoke of this in Luke 12 and verse 45. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servant and maid servant, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Amen. Now notice here that this one said, my Lord delays his coming. I wonder tonight if we could apply the promises of God to that as well. I wonder if we could say, well, the Lord is delaying answering my prayer. The Lord is delaying on what He promised me that He would do. I don't believe that the Lord is delaying. Amen. But I trust His judgment and I trust God's timing. Well, praise the Lord. I trust His judgment and I trust His timing. Praise God. Because hope becomes a powerful thing when it is in place and it is coupled with faith. Amen. It gives us a sense that God knows what we need and God is working on the answer. Amen. He's not a silent partner, so to speak. He's not, putting us on hold because, you know, He's got 5,000 ahead of us on the phone. Amen. No, He's working on it for me just like He is for you. Praise God. Amen. And the person that has given up on God feels like the situation will always be like it is right now. Amen. Is a person who has diminished their hope. Amen. And if you're not careful, you can lose your hope. And then you will have nothing in your life that will abide. You will have nothing that you will be able to hold on to. Because when you lose your hope, you've lost your faith already. Praise God. I hope in God tonight. My hope is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord. Amen. And so this is the exact place where the heart starts to become sick. I'm going to go off into this here tonight because I begin to look at this today. And there's something here that I found in the scriptures. Have you ever been for a long walk or a jog or something like that and your shoes didn't fit quite right? And all of a sudden, after a while, because of the rubbing of the shoe on your foot, you got a blister on your foot. Anybody ever had that happen? Most of us have had that happen. Amen. It's a rubbing situation. And believe tonight that when unbelief begins to creep into our heart, it is that very same thing. It's like shoes that don't fit on us. Amen. There's some things that just won't work for us. Praise God. They'll work for others, but they won't work for us because we know who He is and we have tasted the powers of the world to come. Amen. And that rubbing situation is that person who has given up on God and feels like the situation is always going to be like it is right now. Amen. We've lost hope if that's where we are. But it's not the will of God that we lose hope. Amen. And this is where the heart begins to get sick. Amen. This rubbing of unbelief begins to cause sores and wounds on the heart. And really, hope and faith is something that is built in the heart. It is not something that we develop in a close relationship with God just by head knowledge and all of that, but it is really in the heart. I found this out as I begin to look at this. Amen. And before you know it, when the heart gets sick, all of a sudden depression comes into your life. Amen. All of a sudden you're down all the time. Amen. The reason is that hope is gone. Amen. When hope is gone, nothing but sickness can replace it. When faith is gone, nothing but sickness can replace it. Amen. The Bible says the prayer of faith will save the sick. Amen. When we have faith, there is healing. When we have faith, there is hope. Praise God. And when we have hope, we have life. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And the desire for God will always renew hope. Amen. And when hope comes, it becomes a tree of life. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12. Look at this. Hope deferreth, maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Here are two opposites here. Amen. One is hope that is deferred. Amen. Eventually, if you're not careful, it will begin to rub on you. Well, praise God. Amen. Have you ever said, that person's just rubbing me the wrong way? Thank God. Have you ever felt like that situation's rubbing me the wrong way? I'm feeling like I'm getting a blister here. Amen. And I want to give them a blister. Praise God. But we don't have that opportunity, do we? It just keeps on coming. And there's no answer, seemingly. But hope that is deferred or hope that is put off makes the heart sick. But when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And that's exactly what that word sick means there. In the original Hebrew, it means to be rubbed or worn, to be weak or sick or afflicted, or to grieve or to make sick. Amen. We don't need to be sick. Amen. Because faith and hope brings healing. It brings healing to your heart. Amen. It puts a desire back in your heart. Amen. When you develop and you maintain your faith and your hope. Praise God. And when hope comes, it becomes a tree of life. There's only one other place in the scripture that I find the tree of life. That was in the Garden of Eden, and now we find it in the book of Revelation. And scripture says that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The tree of life. Amen. And in that tree of life, the leaves on that tree, there are leaves on that tree that is hope. Praise God. And when we have hope, it becomes a tree of life. Praise God. And the leaves are for the healing of the nations. Amen. There's a leaf called hope, and it's for you tonight. Praise God. And this is the one thing that we must cling to. Because, folks, it's not over yet. The end has not come. Amen. The battle has not been decided yet. But we've read the back of the book, and we know how it's going to all end. Amen. Do we know that in our heart? Praise God. Well, we know that with prophecy. We know that when it comes to the church and scripture. But do we know that for our own personal life? Do we know that for our own personal situation? Amen. Are we getting up in the morning with hope? Amen. That God's working on our situation today. Amen. That He hasn't put us off. He has not deferred us. He has not said, you're in line, there's 4 million ahead of you, I'll get with you in a couple of days. No, I'm telling you, my God is a loving God. He cares about my situation, and he's working on it. And you know what it does? It gives me hope. Praise God. Because without hope, we have sickness. Amen. Spiritually, sickness. Or spiritual sickness. Amen. Successful people in the world know this. And I believe tonight that we should know this as well. Amen. There's always a way. Amen. There's always a way. Praise God. God always makes a way. Well, I can't see it. You don't have to see it. Amen. All we need to do is believe it and have hope. Amen. And have strong hope. A lively hope. Well, praise God. Praise God, because there's always a way. Amen. Successful people say never give up. Never give up. Amen. Whether you agree with him or not, our president had a speech the other day to some graduates, and he said there's going to be times in your life that you want to quit and give up. He said don't ever give up. Don't ever back up. Just keep on going forward. And here's a man that does not know God. Amen. But he knows the principle and the power of hope. How much more should you and I understand the power of hope in God? We're not hoping in our energy. We're not hoping in our wisdom and our knowledge. But we are putting our hope and trust in a God who knows everything, who can do everything, who sees everything. Well, praise the Lord. And it becomes a tree of life. David said in Psalm chapter 16 and verse 8, he said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart, amen. David spoke of the heart quite a bit. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Now, this is actually a prophecy of Jesus Christ. And if this is a understanding of the mindset or the thought process of Jesus, how much more should it be for you and I? Because he goes on and says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. That's why he rose again, because he would not leave his soul in hell. Amen. All he went through that crucifixion. He went through the rejection, but God was not far off. Amen. There was a purpose through it all. There was a plan that God had through it all. And even though he died that horrible death, amen, God was with him and would not leave his body to be in the grave and see corruption. But he rose again on the third day. Praise God. When everybody thought it was over, it wasn't over. Well, praise God. When everybody thought we put our hope in him and the Romans have killed him and the priests have killed him, I'm telling you, God was at work. It was going to be all right. In the darkest hour, amen, he was having hope. Praise God. We need to have hope, church. Praise God. We need to have hope. We've got to establish hope. It's not over yet. It's not even close to being over yet. And I'm trusting God. I'm believing God, and I've got hope for the future. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not looking in the rearview mirror. I'm looking forward. Well, praise God. You can't live like that, because it won't work. Amen. And so sometimes we believe for others, though. And we say, yes, the others, now they had miracles and they had all of these things, and we can even look around at others that live around us and we can say, well, they're doing well, but look at me. And we've all done this. Psalm chapter 22 and verse 4. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. Amen. And so he's talking about the fathers. He's talking about the fathers, Moses and Abraham. And all of those people, they called on the Lord. They trusted in the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, it seems like it is so easy for a sinner who does not know anything about God to see the truth and receive the truth, to be baptized, to receive the Holy Ghost, amen, and start living for God. And we rejoice in the salvation that God brings to them. Many, many times it comes very, very quickly. And when we came to God, when many of us came to God, amen, we were so far away from God. But when we went to the altar, we felt the presence of God. And God filled us gloriously with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why is it then that after a period of time we lose that confidence and that belief that God is right there? He is as close as the mention of His name. And that when we call on Him, we can expect to feel Him. We can expect that He will begin to move and He will save us quickly. I'll tell you why we lose that. Because our faith has diminished and our hope has diminished. Amen. When we don't have any hope and we come to God, we're in the darkness. The light looks so bright. Amen. But after a while, that light you can get used to that light. And after a while, it becomes common and ordinary. But folks, the light is still burning just as brightly as the day you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's still burning as brightly as when God worked miracles in your life. Amen. He's still moving and working today. He is. And here's another prophecy of Jesus. He says there, I'm reading on, "But I am a worm and no man." This is an exact scripture concerning Jesus, a reproach of men and despised of the people. "All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb." Amen. Well, I'm just going to stop there for a moment. I'm going to continue reading here in just a moment. But that's what other people say. That's what the devil will say to you. And I want you to know that's what your mind will say to you. "I am a worm and no man. I'm a failure. I'm a worm and no man. I don't measure up. I've fallen short." And so a spirit of hopelessness comes over us. A spirit of despondency. A spirit of depression comes over us. I'm preaching to us here tonight. Amen. You will say, "I trusted in the Lord. I saw others trust in God, and they're giving us victory reports. Amen. I trusted in God. I put my whole heart into this. And look at others. They're enjoying the victory, and I'm here struggling. Amen. By this time, I should already have a great victory in my life." I'm telling you, there is a great victory for you in your life, and there is a great future for each and every one of us here tonight. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. It doesn't matter what you've done or haven't done. Amen. What is happening here, what has developed in this scripture, is a spirit of hopelessness. Amen. And David here expressed the experience of that spirit of hopelessness coming upon him. Praise God. It'll come up out of your flesh. It'll come from the devil. Other people will say it to you. Amen. And it will be designed only to discourage and to bring down. But David got to thinking about this. Amen. I love David. Amen. He got to thinking about this. And he said this. He said, "But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly." Praise God. You know what he's literally saying here? He's literally saying that when I was in my mother's womb, amen, God put something in me that I would hope in God. And there are those of you that have come from a long ways off, as I have myself. Amen. We've all come out of the darkness. Praise God. It was not happen chance that somebody came and taught you a Bible study. It was not happen chance, amen, that somebody invited you to the house of God. It was not a happen chance, but it was planned before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Well, praise the Lord. It was there from the very beginning. Amen. God put it in you to hope in God. Others don't have hope in God. That's why they criticize and condemn the child of God who says the Lord's coming soon. Oh, yeah, right. You're going to fly away. Yeah, I'm going to fly away. We even sing that song. I'll fly away, oh glory. And the wise of this world look at us and say, why, what a bunch of ignorant people over there. They think their God's going to come down out of the sky and he's going to catch them up out of here. Amen. And they laugh us to scorn because of our hope in God. Amen. People will look at you and say, you got so many problems and still you have hope in God. Still you trust in God. You need to just get a big smile on your face and say, yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm still trusting in God. I'm still hanging on to the truth of God's word. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will draw near to those that do that. Well, praise God. Let's look at it. Psalm chapter 33. Amen. I got a number of scriptures here tonight. Psalm 33, verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Amen. Does anybody fear God tonight? That's the beginning of knowledge, is the fear of the Lord. And when you fear the Lord, the eye of the Lord is upon them. Get up, Fred. Go that way. Come back this way. I see if he hits the wall. You can sit down. God's eye. If it's on the sparrow, how much more is it on us? He's been watching you today, Garrett. He really has. He's been watching you, Nathan. Not to wait in the corners with the billy club, and when you mess up, he's going to knock your head off. No, that's not the God that I serve. He's looking you over, Hunter, and man, look at that. He lost a hair today. I better write that down in my book. Amen. That's how much God loves us. When we fear him, his eye is upon us. Isn't that exciting? Well, praise the Lord. His eye is upon those, amen, that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy. And so when we have hope, praise God. When we have hope in God, his eye is upon us. He watches. He is concerned. He cares. Amen. And here's why he is looking at us. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Well, praise God. We ought to shout the victory tonight. Amen. There's times that famine comes. There's times when it seems like it's just not working for me right now. Amen. I don't feel spiritual. I don't feel saved. I don't feel like the Lord's in my life. Oh, friend, you just got to get some more hope in your heart and some more faith in the Word of God. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. Now here comes patience. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted, there's faith, in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Amen. God's mercy rests upon those that hope in him. And when you read that, when I read that, it just jumped out of the page. Amen. O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Well, praise God. And so if my hope is diminished, then God will be diminished. The measure that we measure is the measure that God measures back to us. Scripture tells us that. Well, praise God. And so he says, according as we hope in thee. Amen. The measure of our giving is the measure of his giving. Amen. The measure of our mercy is the measure of his mercy. Amen. Can you see this tonight? Can you see this powerful principle here? Amen. It's time to oil the shield of faith. Amen. And anoint your heart with hope. Because hopelessness makes your heart sick. But hope is an anointing for your heart. Well, praise God. And when your heart is anointed, it will be healthy. Amen. When your heart is deprived of a future, when your heart is deprived of life itself, it becomes sick. Amen. And if you've allowed your heart to get sick by depriving it of hope, I'm here to tell you tonight, it's not the end of the matter. Praise God. And I said last Sunday night that faith must be maintained. But I'm telling you here tonight that hope must be proclaimed. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. God's mercy rests on those that hope in him. Amen. And sometimes we get the idea that because of our failures, we can never again regain the original joy of salvation. Amen. That life's going to be like this from now on. I'll tell you where that comes from. It comes from hopelessness. It comes from hopelessness. Amen. And those that are hopeless, amen, those hopeless thoughts, amen, make the heart and the countenance sick. Amen. David understood that the eyes of the Lord are upon us and we must exert hope. Amen. I don't know about you, but I hope in God tonight. I can't do it on my own. I'm hoping in him. I don't hope in the things of this world. I'm hoping in God. Amen. I'm not listening to the negative things of this world, but I'm listening to God. I'm listening for something out of the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. I'm listening and I'm looking for something in the Word of God because these are the words of truth and the words of hope. Praise God. Proverbs 14 and verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. And that word sound there is a word that means curative or a medicine or a cure. Amen. Deliverance. Amen. A remedy. And it also means sound or wholesome or yielding. Amen. A sound heart. In other words, what he's saying here is the medicine. Amen. Medicine for your heart is the life of the flesh. And I believe he's speaking spiritually because then he says envy, which is a work of the flesh, is the rottenness of the bones. A sound heart. If you want a sound spiritual heart, amen, something that can be healed. It's not diseased to the point that there's no hope and the doctor says we can't do anything for you. We're not in that place tonight, folks. Praise God. But if you love God and you have hope tonight, amen, there is the possibility, amen, that your heart can be healed, amen. And what you need to do to heal your heart, amen, is with medicine. Praise God, medicine and surgery. And the word of the Lord is a sharp, two-edged sword, sharper than any two-edged sword. And God goes in and does heart surgery on us. And God gives us the medicine, amen, to make our heart strong, because a sound or a healed heart is the life of the flesh. We need a sound heart, amen. And I believe this can apply spiritually and physically as well, amen. Because what we need is a regular diet of hope. You're starving your heart without hope. You're starving your heart without faith. Are you listening to the Word of God tonight? You can't survive this matter. Your heart's going to fail. I said your heart's going to fail. And the doctor's going to say we can't do anything for you. It's gone too far. Oh friend, don't let it go too far. Get some hope in your life. Praise God. Get some faith in God and some hope in your heart. And say, I'm trusting in God. It's not over with yet. I haven't seen the end of this matter. Praise God. God is with me. God is with me. Well, praise the Lord. There are many things we're going to face in life. Amen. But as a child of God, through faith and hope, we can stand strong. And I believe that God can give us a strong enough heart that in the midst of trials and tribulations, we can go forward and do battle. Praise God. Look at World War II. We could have easily lost World War II. Very easily. There were situations that had arisen that if certain battles had not been won, we could have lost the entire world. The Battle of Midway, if we had not have won that battle. And friend, I'm telling you, some of our ships took some hard hits. In the midst of battle, sometimes it does not look very good. But if there's hope, praise God, if there's hope. The other folks lost because they chained their soldiers inside the tanks. And if they turned around and retreated, they were killed. They didn't have any hope. They didn't have any faith in what they were doing. They were pressed into it. That's why if there is going to be a war in this North Korean situation, we're going to win hands down. Because they don't have hope. They're not fighting for freedom. They're not fighting for something that's worth fighting for. Amen. But we are the lone superpower of the world because our military people have hope. They know what they're fighting for. They know why they're going and doing this. Amen. They're protecting their freedoms and the things that they love the most. Whether you agree with war or not, I don't like it. Amen. But we war not against flesh and blood as Christians, but we fight against principalities and powers. And they carry in their arsenal, amen, bombs of hopelessness. Praise God. They carry in their arsenal fear and hopelessness. Amen. The opposite of what God has for us. Amen. And we can win, and we will win. Amen. In my heart, I've got hope for the future. Amen. My hope is based upon what God will do, not what I want Him to do. Let that settle in tonight. Because sometimes if we don't get what we want, we lose our hope. I'm hoping that God will do this and this and this for me. And then when it doesn't work out that way, oh, but I'm telling you tonight, friend, if you can get in the will of God, you say, how can I get in the will of God? I'll tell you where the will of God is. It's right here in the Word of God. The general and the specific will of God is right here in the Word of God. Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's a promise in the Word of God. Do we have hope? I've got hope. Amen. I've got hope tonight. And I'm praying for my children. And you're praying for your children. Well, praise God. I'm not waking up in the morning and saying, could have done it differently. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm taking it to God. I'm placing them in God's hand. I've got faith in God. God knows how to handle this. God knows how to lead them. God knows where to take them and who can talk to them and who can speak to them. I'll tell you what I need is more faith and more hope. Well, praise God. And when I have more faith and more hope, My heart gets stronger. And I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Well, I maybe, praise God. Let's not get too carried away here. Praise God. But with God, I could do it. Amen. In Ruth chapter 1, and don't worry, I'm not going to get into a series on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 20, and she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Came home empty-handed, came home with nothing, left full, came back empty. Oh God, it's a horrible place to be. It is. You feel like everybody's looking down at you. You feel like everybody says, wow, look what happens when you do this, this, and this, and this. If you'd have only done this and this and this, it would have been different. You know, there's a lot of people that say things after the fact, what you should have done. You know, these folks, they say, well, why didn't you do this? Well, why did any of us do anything that we ever did? Hindsight is 20/20 vision, they say. But while we're in the middle of the battle, didn't see it, didn't think about it. But there's always those judges on the sidelines that have never done anything in their life, that have never accomplished anything. Amen. Well, if you'd have done this, you just feel like saying, shut up. I'm sorry, maybe that was a little bit crude. But that's what you really feel like saying. You might as well admit it. Just leave me alone. Let me live my life. Amen. But she came back feeling this way. Have you ever felt that way? You ever felt that way? I started out full and I don't feel full tonight. Amen. Yet when the Lord came near, she changed her words in the next chapter. One chapter away, Ruth 2 and verse 20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is a near kinsman unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Amen. In one chapter, things can change. Praise God. In one day, things can change. We know this. They can change seemingly for the worse, and they can also change for the better. We had prayer just the other day, and the Dixon family, we need to remember them in our prayers. He was an evangelist. She was a preacher's wife, and they were coming home, I understand, from getting ready to set up for a camp meeting. And in the early morning hours, it was just him and her. It was a one-car accident. May have fallen asleep. We don't know. They careened off the road, had an accident. Both of them were tragically killed. This happened a week ago. They have five children, from teenage down to six or seven or eight, somewhere in there. Five children. Left behind grandparents that now have to answer questions. Why, Grandpa? Why did this happen to our parents? Why did this happen to our mother, my daddy? Why did God let this happen? Got to answer those questions. Going to have to take care of them now for the rest of their lives. And we all ask the questions why. But in a statement that they published, she said, this is what the grandmother and grandfather, she said, we are crushed, but we are not despondent, and our faith is not wavering. You know what? To me, that's inspirational right there. You know what? I've been through it where I've lost my parents, and I know the hurt and the heartache, but I'm here, and God's touched my life, and it's not over yet. I thought it was over. I thought the end was near. I didn't know where to turn or what to do. And these little children are experiencing the exact same thing. But they've got grandparents, thank God, that said, we're crushed. And there's times you're going to be crushed. Amen. Things that happen to your children can crush you. But we're not despondent, and our faith is not wavering. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, James said in James 1 and 2, I'm finishing here tonight, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse or different temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, here it all works together here, the trying of your faith works patience. And but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Praise God. Faith works patience. What is patience? Patience stems from hope. God said he would take care of it. I'm just sitting here waiting. And I'm thanking him for it. And I'm praying about it. And I'm finding promises in the Word. And I'm reading those promises. And I'm believing those promises. Amen. I've got a lively hope. I've got a lively hope. Amen. Faith and hope give us stability. Because James goes on and said, for let not that, or he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. The winds of depression, the winds of turmoil and stress, and all of these things will toss you to and fro, and you won't even know where you're at some point in time. Amen. And he said, this is unstable. It's not the way we're supposed to be. Amen. Yes, we find ourselves there, but no, we don't stay there. Praise God. Faith and hope give us stability. Faith must be maintained, but hope must be exercised. Let's stand together tonight. I challenge you, speak the word of faith. Scripture talks about the word of faith. Amen. Speak the word of faith. I'm believing God for whatever it is. Put it in there. Amen. I'm claiming the promise for myself. And I'm claiming it for others. God's word is true. Have you said that lately? When those thoughts and those things come into your mind, have you just stopped and said, I reject that thought in Jesus' name? I take authority over that thought to the obedience of Christ. Have you exercised that? You know what you're doing? You're exercising faith and hope. You're maintaining your faith and you're exercising your hope. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. When was the last time you said that? Well, I haven't been saying that. I've been saying, oh, woe is me. I'm down low and I think I'm going further. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Well, I can't say that because and you don't come up with any answer. Just because. Really, what you're saying is I don't believe that there is a victory for me. But when you say it, you're saying it to yourself and you're saying it to the spirits that are around you. Amen. Amen. When was the last time you said, thank you, Lord, for filling my children with the Holy Ghost? Well, I don't know. Some of them really need it. Have you said that about little Brennan lately? Absolutely. 100 times a day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's faith and hope right there. Praise God. And he needs the Holy Ghost. You know what? You need the Holy Ghost too. I need the Holy Ghost. Praise God. When was the last time you said, thank you for moving in my children's life? When was the last time you said that or thought that or expressed that to God or to other people? How are you kids doing? Folks ask me that all the time. How are you kids doing? I don't really want to tell them how my kids are doing. I really don't want to say. You know, one's living way over here and another's living way over here. I don't even want to get into the conversation. But you know what? What I need to say is, you know what? I'm praying for them and God's working. God's moving. A lively hope. It's a lively hope. Praise God. I don't say, have you got a couple hours? I'll fill you in on all the details. And before you know it, we're all sitting there crying and we're all in a pity party and we're feeling bad when God's saying, wait a minute, I'm moving. Help you, but we don't see it. You don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. Amen. God is still moving. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for drawing my children back. I need to pray that prayer. Some of us here tonight need to pray that prayer. Oh, well, this happened and this happened and this happened and it's over. I'm sorry, I don't accept that. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be controversial here tonight. I'm not trying to stir up your heart tonight. Not in a bad way. But I'm telling you, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Amen. Amen. Because when you exercise your faith and your hope, you're actually healing your heart. Praise God. Your heart's going to grow stronger in faith and in hope. Amen. There's only three things that abide, right? Faith. Everybody said faith.
Faith.
Hope. Charity. Amen. And guess what I'm going to be preaching on Sunday? Nope. I don't know what I'm going to be preaching on Sunday. Amen. But someday I'm going to get around to it. Amen. Because I've got to have those three things in my life. If I don't have them, I'm going to have a sick heart. In the last days, the hearts of many shall wax cold. That's what Scripture says. Waxing means slowly but surely. Slowly but surely, it gets spiritually sick. And the Bible says men's hearts will fail them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming. What things are coming? Jesus is coming. The rapture's coming. Heaven is coming. Eternity is coming. But when you don't have hope and you don't have faith, every day you look at the news, oh, it's over. It's over. We're not going to make it. We're going down. It's never been this bad. In the history of the world, it's never been this bad. I may as well just give up. And they get so distressed, the Bible says their hearts will fail them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming upon the earth. Amen. I'm looking for some things to happen, but I'm not looking for those things to happen. Because Jesus is coming. Lord, we thank you tonight. God, I thank you for what we feel in this place. Heal our hearts with faith and hope. Oh God, give us a strong heart. Give us a sound heart. Oh God, that whatever comes, we can make it through because it is our life. It is the life that you have given to us. Praise God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. What are you singing tonight?